Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's News Behind the News, we've been talking about, you know, all the different things that have been happening with abortion and all the amazing laws that passed. But I don't know if you knew this, there's been a new ad that was created supporting pro-life, supporting the babies, and there was a quote. There's a quote above a clip of a hand holding a fetus in the palm of the hand, and wow. The above quote says of this picture: "This child has no voice, which is why it depends on you, on yours to speak up."
Oh wow!
Would you believe that three major media outlets refused to run the pro-life ad, calling it too controversial? You need to listen to CBN segment on this. We're going to talk about this more. Well, listen up.
Available health care for women.
Three major U.S. newspapers are refusing to run a pro-life ad, calling it too controversial. The ad by Heroic Media features a hand holding a 20 to 24-week-old baby. Above the baby is a quote saying, "This child has no voice, which is why it depends on yours. Speak up." LifeNews.com reports the Chicago Tribune, USA Today, and the LA Times feel the image of the baby is the issue. Heroic Media Executive Director Joe Young says media outlets need to be willing to put a face on abortion. He said, quote, "The fact remains, children who are unique individuals, never again to be duplicated, are being killed in the most violent way imaginable." The ad was released last week after the U.S. House passed the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. That act would make it illegal to commit an abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
What's amazing about this is that too controversial, I mean, it's literally showing you a picture of a pre-born baby, 20 to 24 weeks. I mean, in many states right now, I mean, Texas officially passed the 20-week abortion ban. Mm-hmm. I mean, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank God for it. It matters who you put the elected officials in office, but thank God for Governor Perry to have the boldness to, you know, institute another special session and say, we're going to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get this done,
right,
and give the people the opportunity to vote and let their vote be counted. And last time they had the first special session, I mean, they had so much protesters and ruckus that they couldn't even get the thing passed.
Right.
But they got it done, and you look at what's happening, you think, man, this is amazing. This is absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Powerful.
Very powerful, because it's reality. You know, now with 3D ultrasound technology, I mean, you can actually see firsthand what it is that you would want to abort. I mean, and you see Wisconsin just passed that bill. That's due diligence. You know, a young girl or a grown woman has to live with the consequences of her decisions for the rest of her life. And talking about the welfare of the mother, this is the welfare of the mother. She has to deal with psychological guilt issues unless she comes to God and, you know, asks for forgiveness, and God can heal you. Listen, if you had an abortion before, God can forgive you. He can deal with the torment. He can deal with the guilt and the shame, and God can heal all of that. But you got to confess it for what it is. It's murder. You got to confess it. Well, just recently, right now, the court has just backed an abortion parent notification law. And we're going to come back and share what's happening in Illinois, which is, I mean, again, groundbreaking and powerful. But you're seeing that spread, truth is being spread all across the country, and people are standing up and laws are being passed that are going to protect life. Media outlets that thought that a pro-life ad of a person holding a 20 to 24-week pre-born baby in the palm of their hand was too controversial. Now, not to mention all the other stuff that's run in the newspaper, and not to mention all the other, but that is controversial. Listen, catch a clue. I mean, come on now, catch a clue. But let me tell you, there is plenty to be hopeful about. I mean, there's plenty to be hopeful about. We're talking about it. we're talking about today. We're going to have it available for you. But also, in Illinois, the Supreme Court just upheld a law that requires doctors to notify parents of underage girls seeking an abortion. I mean, how awesome is that law right there? I want you to listen to CBN and listen to what they have to report on it.
Case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court of Illinois has upheld a law requiring doctors to notify parents of underage girls seeking an abortion. The law first passed in the state back in 1995, but never took effect. The decision clears the way for the state to enforce it after two decades of court battles. It states that a parent or guardian would have to be notified at least 48 hours before an abortion is performed on a minor. The Thomas More Society defended the law, arguing that it's constitutional, and the other states have upheld similar laws.
If you ask the parent of a 13-year-old, hey, would you want your daughter being taken for an abortion without you knowing? They're going to say no. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, this common sense measure makes sense.
The law goes into effect in 35 days.
How awesome is that? Goes to show you that this law was passed in 1995. My goodness, look how long it's taken for this thing to go into effect. But what you're seeing is that a stronghold is being broken. Things are getting passed right now and put in effect. But what person would say this is not common sense? A 13-year-old is not capable of making a decision like that on her own. She's not capable. She needs wisdom. She needs guidance. I mean, an adult.
Yeah.
Listen, you get wisdom and guidance when you buy a car, when you buy a house. You think you want some wisdom and guidance when you're about to kill a baby?
Exactly.
You want some wisdom. You want some input. And so we applaud this law. We believe this will set precedent, and you'll see more of this happening all across the country. But this is so, so amazing. Listen, it's so important that we continue to pray that simple yet powerful prayers. We're seeing every single week new law, new bills that are being passed that are protecting babies' lives.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.